Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Aaron Ali in Sudan about how to become a fluent speaker. Dear teacher, I have been learning English since 2010, but I can't speak English fluently, even now. Could you tell me how to get my English fluent? Thank you for writing to us, Aaron Ali. I'm happy to answer this question. To help you reach your goal, consider the following two questions. 1. What is making it difficult for you to become fluent? 2. Are you getting the input and practice with English that you need? Input means the language that you listen to and read. Being fluent does not mean speaking a language without any mistakes. Instead, fluency is the ability to speak without stopping too much. It is also the ability to speak about a large number of issues. Try to identify what is preventing you from being fluent. Maybe you worry about making grammar mistakes. Maybe pronunciation problems slow you down. Perhaps you simply might not know enough words. Or you might need more confidence or belief in yourself. If that is the case, our VOA Learning English article linked here gives advice for gaining more confidence in your speaking. People generally need two things to become fluent. The first thing they need is to know a lot of words and expressions. You should listen to and read English that you can mostly understand, but that also helps you learn a few new expressions at a time. Remember, you can be fluent even if you make many grammar mistakes. But you cannot speak fluently if you do not know enough words and expressions. The second thing learners need is a lot of practice speaking in different kinds of situations. Try to find an English-speaking partner and practice often. Online sites can help you find a language partner. You can have a conversation with this person over a mobile phone or computer. And this VOA Learning English article gives advice for great language exchanges. Practice speaking about particular topics. For example, if you are interested in health and exercise, learn the words and expressions connected to that topic. Next, try to write about it. Writing can help you organize your ideas and remember vocabulary. Last, practice speaking about the topic using the special vocabulary you have learned. Storytelling is another way to practice. It helps you learn expressions and grammatical forms. Tell a story many times. That will help you feel what it is like to speak fluently. Reading out loud is another way to practice. And the video and article linked here gives advice about doing that. Finally, our How to Pronounce series shows you how to say common phrases quickly and easily. For our readers and listeners, do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Andrew Smith.